The Luminous 100. Luminous Restoration Protocol by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The book title. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt. Luminous Restoration Protocol. Restoring a depleted person or system to vitality.
Contents.
1. A Chapter 1 title. 2. Chapter 2 title. 3. Chapter 3 title. 4. A Chapter 4 title. 5. Chapter 5 title. 6. Chapter 6 title. 7. A Chapter 7 title. The Dance of Lila. Clearing Apertures for Vitality. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Divine Play Unfolds. Cleared Apertures Let Light In. Healing Dances Through.
Good.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Brian Eno, citation needed. Verify if this is an accurate attribution. Parable, The Weaver and the Traveler. Once, in a village nestled between mountains, there lived a weaver named Aya. Her hands, once quick and deft, now moved slowly, as if weighed down by the very threads she wove. The patterns she created were beautiful, but they lacked the vibrancy they once had. The elders said it was her age. The young ones whispered of her sorrow. But Aya knew it was something else, a blockage, a closed aperture in her being that let no light through. One day, a traveler came to the village, known for his laughter and his way with words. He spoke of divine play, of how healing was not something one did, but something that flowed when one was open. Aya, curious despite her weariness, followed him into the forest where he showed her a game, one of balance, of trust, of stepping on stones across a stream. As she played, her steps lightened, her breath steadied, her fingers, once stiff, moved with ease again. She did not seek healing. It came as she played. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures through play. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. These are moments or spaces where our being is open, allowing vitality to flow like water through a riverbed. The practices below are simple yet profound, designed to scale with you over time. 1. Breathing in play. Choose a playful activity. Dancing, drawing, writing nonsense poetry, or even playing with a pet. Engage fully with your breath as you play, noticing how it synchronizes with movement or creativity. Start with 5 minutes daily and gradually increase. 2. Aperture clearing ritual. Each morning, set an intention to clear one mental or emotional blockage, e.g., I release this worry. Use a physical ritual, writing it down, tearing the paper, or symbolically letting it go in your mind. Reflect on how this aperture clearing affects your day. 3. Divine play mapping. Create a visual map of your life, marking areas that feel blocked, e.g., work, relationships, and those that feel open. Engage in playful activities to explore these boundaries, observing how vitality flows or is hindered. This can be done with colors, symbols, or even physical movement in space. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, cleared aperture, a state of being where perception and emotions are unblocked, allowing vitality and healing to flow freely, akin to how light passes through an unobstructed lens. It is the space between resistance and surrender, where divine play can thrive. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small joy or play brings you alive today? Invite reflection on everyday moments of vitality. 2. Middle searing. Where in your life are you still clinging to blockages that prevent vitality from flowing? Challenge the reader to confront resistance. 3. End. How might you approach your next step as a playful exploration rather than a burden? Encourage shifting perspective toward playfulness. The body, Lila, and the science of healing. Lila is not merely fun. It is the dynamic interplay between order and chaos, the space where healing emerges. In complexity science, this is seen in dissipative structures, systems that maintain their organization by constantly exchanging energy with their environment. Healing is such a structure. It arises when we clear apertures, allowing energy, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, to flow through us. Divine play is the mechanism of this flow. When we engage with life as play, we align ourselves with the natural rhythms of reality, self-organizing, adapting, and evolving without resistance. This is not about forcing change, but about creating the conditions where change can happen effortlessly, like a river finding its path around rocks. Every tradition, from shamanic rituals to modern psychology, mirrors this truth. The work is not about becoming something new, but about clearing apertures, removing the blockages that prevent vitality from flowing naturally. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Aligning with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, we see that healing is not an act but a property of open systems. It moves through us when we stop resisting and start playing, clearing the apertures that let light or healing in. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is not an act. It is a property of being open. 2. Play is the language through which vitality speaks. 3. Cleared apertures let light in, whether it's healing or humor. 4. Resistance is the enemy of divine play. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely enough and you'll see yourself. 6. Healing flows like water. Blockages are the dams we build. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous dance together when apertures are clear. 3 exercises, building strength over time. 1. Accessible, daily play journal. For 1 week, write down a small playful activity you did each day, e.g., dancing to music, doodling, playing with a pet. Reflect on how it made you feel and any shifts in your energy. Goal: reconnect with play as a daily practice. 2. Deepening, aperture clearing through movement. Engage in movement that feels playful, e.g., walking barefoot, stretching, yoga, while focusing on clearing mental or emotional blockages. Do this for 10 minutes daily, noting any shifts in your perception or vitality. Goal: deepen the connection between physical and emotional aperture clearing. 3. Advanced, divine play mapping. Create a map of your life, marking areas that feel blocked and those that feel open using colors or symbols. Explore these boundaries through playful activities, e.g., drawing movement, and observe how vitality flows. Goal: integrate play into exploring complex areas of your life, observing patterns and shifts over time. Citations. 1 Eno quote, citation needed. Verify attribution or find a suitable alternative. 2. Concepts like dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors should be cited from complexity science literature, e.g., Prigogine for dissipative structures, Maturana and Varela for autopoiesis. Citation needed. Add specific sources for these concepts when finalizing. 3. Any other claims about traditions or healing properties would need citation, e.g., shamanic rituals, modern psychology references. This chapter is designed to stand alone as a complete experience while also being part of a larger narrative on luminous restoration. It blends poetic and scientific elements, invites reflection through parable and questions, and offers practical exercises that build in complexity over time. The focus on Lila as divine play ties into the broader theme of healing as a property of reality rather than an act of the self. Okay. I'm writing chapter 1 for this book titled The Book Title. The book is part of a series called Luminous Restoration Protocol, which aims to restore vitality to depleted persons or systems. The chapter's title is Chapter 1 Title, and it needs to be a complete holon that stands alone but also fits within the larger narrative. First, I need to understand the key themes and elements from the prompt. Lila, divine play, is central, representing fun within evolutionary intelligence. Healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, not an act of the self. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. The work is clearing apertures. align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors. The voice should be rigorous, architectural, and warm but humble about pain. It should pair strong claims with humility. The chapter must follow a specific structure with several movements. Given that, I need to come up with appropriate content for each section. Let's break it down. 1. Tuning fork. 1. Original life-uplifting haiku. 1. Attributed profound quote related to the theme. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an inviting question, a searing one in the middle, and end with a reflective one. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, incorporating complexity science concepts. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or atomic truths that can travel independently. 8. 3 exercises. Build in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. 9. Citations. Real sources where possible. Mark, citation needed for claims needing verification. First, I need to think about the chapter title and the book title since they are placeholders. The prompt mentions that Lila is divine play, so perhaps the book title could be something like Luminous Restoration Protocol, The Play of Healing, or similar. For now, I'll keep it as the book title and chapter 1 title. But to make this concrete, perhaps the chapter title should reflect the idea of clearing apertures or divine play. Maybe something like Clearing Apertures, The Play of Lila, or Divine Play and the Science of Healing. For now, let's assume the chapter title is The Dance of Lila, Clearing Apertures for Vitality. 1. Tuning Fork. First, I need a life-uplifting haiku. A haiku is typically 3 lines with a 5-7-5 syllable structure. It should capture the essence of divine play or vitality. Example: Winter silence. In a world of one color, the vibrancy stirs. But perhaps something more about play or healing. Divine play unfolds. Cleared apertures let light in. Healing dances through. Then I need a profound quote that fits the theme. Maybe from a philosopher or a scientist who talks about play or complexity.
Example:
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Brian Eno. But perhaps something more related to healing and reality. Healing is not an act, but a property of reality, like gravity. Citation needed. Find a suitable quote or a tribute to someone. 2. Parable. A parable should be a story that teaches without asserting. It could be about someone experiencing depletion and then finding vitality through play or clearing apertures.
Example:
Once, in a village nestled between mountains, there lived a weaver named Aya. Her hands, once quick and deft, now moved slowly, as if weighed down by the very threads she wove. The patterns she created were beautiful, but they lacked the vibrancy they once had. The elders said it was her age. The young ones whispered of her sorrow. But Aya knew it was something else, a blockage, a closed aperture in her being that let no light through. One day, a traveler came to the village, known for his laughter and his way with words. He spoke of divine play, of how healing was not something one did, but something that flowed when one was open. Aya, curious despite her weariness, followed him into the forest where he showed her a game. One of balance, of trust, of stepping on stones across a stream. As she played, her steps lightened, her breath steady, her fingers, once stiff, moved with ease again. She did not seek healing. It came as she played.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time could involve mindfulness, play, or rituals of clearing apertures. For example, breathing and play. A practice where one engages in a playful activity, like drawing, dancing, or writing, while focusing on breath. It starts simply and can deepen over time. Aperture clearing ritual, A daily ritual that involves setting an intention to clear mental or emotional blockages, perhaps through journaling or movement. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term like Lila or cleared aperture.
Example.
Luminous definition. Cleared aperture. A state of being where one's perception and emotions are unblocked, allowing vitality and healing to flow freely, akin to how light passes through an unobstructed lens. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start with something inviting. What small joy or play brings you alive today? Middle, searing question. Where in your life are you still clinging to blockages that prevent vitality from flowing? End with reflection. How might you approach your next step as a playful exploration rather than a burden? 6. The body. This should be the main teaching centered on Lila, incorporating complexity science concepts like self-organization and dissipative structures.
Example.
Lila is not merely fun. It is the dynamic interplay between order and chaos, the space where healing emerges. In complexity science, this is seen in dissipative structures, systems that maintain their organization by constantly exchanging energy with their environment. Healing is such a structure. It arises when we clear apertures, allowing energy, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, to flow through us. Divine play is the mechanism of this flow. When we engage with life as play, we align ourselves with the natural rhythms of reality, self-organizing, adapting, and evolving without resistance. This is not about forcing change, but about creating the conditions where change can happen effortlessly, like a river finding its path around rocks. 7 7-7 second sentences. 7 aphorisms or atomic truths. 1. Healing is not an act. It is a property of being open. 2. Play is the language through which vitality speaks. 3. Cleared apertures let light in, whether it's healing or humor. 4. Resistance is the enemy of divine play. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely enough and you'll see yourself. 6. Healing flows like water. Blockages are the dams we build. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous dance together when apertures are clear. 8. 3 exercises. Build in strength over time. 1. Accessible. Daily play journal for 1 week. Write down a small playful activity you did each day, e.g., dancing to music, doodling, playing with a pet. Reflect on how it made you feel. 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing through movement. Engage in movement that feels playful, e.g., walking barefoot, stretching, yoga, while focusing on clearing mental or emotional blockages. Do this for 10 minutes daily, noting any shifts. 3. Advanced. Divine play mapping. Create a map of your life where you identify areas that feel blocked and those that feel open. Engage in playful activities to explore the boundaries between them, observing how vitality flows. 9. Citations. Need to find real citations for quotes or concepts. For now, mark citation needed where needed. For example, if I used a quote about healing being a property of reality, I'd note that. Now, let's try to draft the actual chapter with these elements in mind. The title is The Dance of Lila, Clearing Apertures for Vitality. The Dance of Lila, Clearing Apertures for Vitality. Tuning fork. Haiku. Divine play unfolds. Cleared apertures let light in. Healing dances through.
Good.
Play is the highest form of human intelligence. Brian Eno, citation needed. Verify if this is an accurate attribution. Parable, the weaver and the traveler. Once, in a village nestled between mountains, there lived a weaver named Aya. Her hands, once quick and deft, now moved slowly, as if weighed down by the very threads she wove. The patterns she created were beautiful, but they lacked the vibrancy they once had. The elders said it was her age. The young ones whispered of her sorrow. But Aya knew it was something else, a blockage, a closed aperture in her being that let no light through. One day, a traveler came to the village, known for his laughter and his way with words. He spoke of divine play, of how healing was not something one did but something that flowed when one was open. Aya, curious despite her weariness, followed him into the forest where he showed her a game, one of balance, of trust, of stepping on stones across a stream. As she played, her steps lightened, her breath steadied, her fingers, once stiff, moved with ease again. She did not seek healing. It came as she played. Structure and technique. Clearing apertures through play. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. These are moments or spaces where our being is open, allowing vitality to flow like water through a riverbed. The practices below are simple yet profound, designed to scale with you over time. 1. Breathing in play. Choose a playful activity, dancing, drawing, writing nonsense poetry, or even playing with a pet. Engage fully with your breath as you play, noticing how it synchronizes with movement or creativity. Start with 5 minutes daily and gradually increase. 2. Aperture clearing ritual. Each morning, set an intention to clear one mental or emotional blockage, e.g., I release this worry. Use a physical ritual, writing it down, tearing the paper, or symbolically letting it go in your mind. Reflect on how this aperture clearing affects your day. 3. Divine play mapping. Create a visual map of your life, marking areas that feel blocked, e.g., work, relationships, and those that feel open. Engage in playful activities to explore these boundaries, observing how vitality flows or is hindered. This can be done with colors, symbols, or even physical movement in space. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, cleared aperture, a state of being where perception and emotions are unblocked, allowing vitality and healing to flow freely, akin to how light passes through an unobstructed lens. It is the space between resistance and surrender, where divine play can thrive. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What small joy or play brings you alive today? Invite reflection on everyday moments of vitality. 2. Middle searing. Where in your life are you still clinging to blockages that prevent vitality from flowing? Challenge the reader to confront resistance. 3. End. How might you approach your next step as a playful exploration rather than a burden? Encourage shifting perspective toward playfulness. The body, Lila, and the science of healing. Lila is not merely fun. It is the dynamic interplay between order and chaos, the space where healing emerges. In complexity science, this is seen in dissipative structures, systems that maintain their organization by constantly exchanging energy with their environment. Healing is such a structure. It arises when we clear apertures, allowing energy, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, to flow through us. Divine play is the mechanism of this flow. When we engage with life as play, we align ourselves with the natural rhythms of reality, self-organizing, adapting, and evolving without resistance. This is not about forcing change, but about creating the conditions where change can happen effortlessly, like a river finding its path around rocks. Every tradition, from shamanic rituals to modern psychology, mirrors this truth. The work is not about becoming something new, but about clearing apertures, removing the blockages that prevent vitality from flowing naturally. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Aligning with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, we see that healing is not an act but a property of open systems. It moves through us when we stop resisting and start playing, clearing the apertures that let light or healing in. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is not an act. It is a property of being open. 2. Play is the language through which vitality speaks. 3. Cleared apertures let light in, whether it's healing or humor. 4. Resistance is the enemy of divine play. 5. Every tradition is a mirror. Look closely enough and you'll see yourself. 6. Healing flows like water. Blockages are the dams we build. 7. the cosmic and the ridiculous dance together when apertures are clear. 3 exercises, building strength over time. 1. Accessible, daily play journal. For 1 week, write down a small playful activity you did each day, e.g., dancing to music, doodling, playing with a pet. Reflect on how it made you feel and any shifts in your energy. Goal: reconnect with play as a daily practice. 2. Deepening, aperture clearing through movement. Engage in movement that feels playful, e.g., walking barefoot, stretching, yoga, while focusing on clearing mental or emotional blockages. Do this for 10 minutes daily, noting any shifts in your perception or vitality. Goal: deepen the connection between physical and emotional aperture clearing. 3. Advanced, divine play mapping. Create a map of your life, marking areas that feel blocked and those that feel open using colors or symbols. Explore these boundaries through playful activities, e.g., drawing movement, and observe how vitality flows. Goal: integrate play into exploring complex areas of your life, observing patterns and shifts over time. Citations. 1 Eno quote, citation needed. Verify attribution or find a suitable alternative. 2. Concepts like dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors should be cited from complexity science literature, e.g., Prigogine for dissipative structures, Maturana and Varela for autopoiesis. Citation needed. Add specific sources for these concepts when finalizing. 3. Any other claims about traditions or healing properties would need citation, e.g., shamanic rituals, modern psychology references. This chapter is designed to stand alone as a complete experience while also being part of a larger narrative on luminous restoration. It blends poetic and scientific elements, invites reflection through parable and questions, and offers practical exercises that build in complexity over time. The focus on Lila as divine play ties into the broader theme of healing as a property of reality, rather than an act of the self. Lila's Playground, restoring vitality through evolutionary intelligence. Tuning fork, haiku, vitality flows like a river through canyons. Life carves its own path. Citation needed. Let us not seek healing in the hands of the self, but in the apertures of reality where light and shadow dance. Parable, the river and the stone. Once, there was a river that flowed with great vitality, carving its path through the landscape. Along its journey, it encountered a stone that lay in its way. The river could have eroded around the stone, but instead, it chose to flow through it, shaping both itself and the stone over time. One day, a human observed the river and asked, "Why do you not avoid the obstacles? Why do you spend your energy on them?" The river replied, "I am vitality in motion. Obstacles are not barriers. They are opportunities to deepen my path and nourish what lies beyond." The human, inspired, began to see their own life as a river, flowing through obstacles with grace and purpose.
Structure et technique.
Restoring vitality is not about adding force, but about clearing apertures, spaces where energy can flow more freely. These practices are designed to scale over time, from the daily to the monthly. 1. Daily micro practices. Engage in one small act of play or curiosity each day, e.g., taking a different route while walking, doodling, humming without purpose. Observe moments of flow and note how they feel. 2. Weekly aperture clearing rituals. Reflect on moments where you felt synchronicity or effortless movement. Ask, where in my life am I resisting the natural flow? 3. Monthly integration. Deepen your exploration by mapping out how your life reflects the principles of Lila, divine play. Identify apertures that need clearing to restore vitality. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. The. Okay. I'm going to write chapter 2 for this book titled, the book title. The chapter is part of the Luminous Restoration Protocol, which aims to restore vitality to depleted people or systems. First, I need to come up with a suitable title for this chapter. The theme seems to revolve around evolutionary intelligence, Lila, divine play, and aligning with real complexity science. The voice is rigorous yet warm, architectural in its approach, and it should avoid preaching while being deeply insightful. It should also pair strong claims with humility. For the structure, I need to follow the movements outlined. 1. Tuning fork. 1 original life-uplifting haiku plus 1 attributed profound quote. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start, searing middle, end. 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises that build in strength over time. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for future citations. First, I need to think of a chapter title that encapsulates the essence of this part of the book. Given that it's about restoring vitality and evolutionary intelligence, perhaps something like The Dance of Lila, Clearing Apertures for Vitality, would work. But let's brainstorm more options. Lila's Playground, Restoring Vitality Through Evolutionary Intelligence. Clearing Apertures, The Alchemy of Luminous Restoration. Emergent Play, Restoring Vitality Through Complexity Science. I think the first one captures it well. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. Maybe a parable about a garden or a river that represents vitality. For example, The River and the Stone. Once, there was a river that flowed with great vitality, carving its path through the landscape. Along its journey, it encountered a stone that lay in its way. The river could have eroded around the stone, but instead, it chose to flow through it, shaping both itself and the stone over time. One day, a human observed the river and asked, "Why do you not avoid the obstacles? Why do you spend your energy on them?" The river replied, "I am vitality in motion. Obstacles are not barriers. They are opportunities to deepen my path and nourish what lies beyond." The human, inspired, began to see their own life as a river, flowing through obstacles with grace and purpose.
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Daily micro-practices, small acts of play or curiosity, e.g., taking a different route while walking. Weekly aperture-clearing rituals, reflecting on moments of flow or synchronicity. Monthly integration, deeper exploration of how one's life reflects the principles of Lila. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition, perhaps for aperture or Lila. For example, luminous definition, aperture. The space between what is and what could be, where vitality flows unimpeded. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Where in your life have you felt the most vital? Middle, searing. What obstacles are you unknowingly creating by resisting the play of Lila? End. How can you align your actions with the rhythm of evolutionary intelligence this week? 6. The body. The core teaching centered on Lila. It should explore how healing is a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, not an act of the self. It should also tie in evolutionary intelligence and complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms about vitality, play, and Lila. Examples. Vitality is not restored. It is uncovered. Play is the language of Lila, spoken in every moment. Obstacles are apertures waiting to be cleared. Healing is not an act. It is a property of reality. Evolutionary intelligence dances at the edge of chaos. The cosmic and the ridiculous are two sides of the same aperture. Restoration begins when you stop resisting the river. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible, a daily play break, where one does something purely for joy, e.g., doodling, humming. Deepening, reflecting on a recent moment of flow and how it felt. Advanced, designing a vitality map of one's life, identifying apertures that need clearing. 9. Citations. I'll need to add citations for claims about complexity science, e.g., self-organization, dissipative structures, and any quotes attributed to Emanuel Santa Anna or others. For now, I'll mark them with citation needed. Let me start drafting the chapter based on this outline. Lila's Playground, Restoring Vitality Through Evolutionary Intelligence. Tuning Fork, Haiku, Vitality Flows, Like a River Through Canyons. Life Carves Its Own Path. Citation Needed, Quote About Healing and Apertures. Let us not seek healing in the hands of the self, but in the apertures of reality where light and shadow dance. Parable, The River and the Stone. Once, there was a river that flowed with great vitality, carving its path through the landscape. Along its journey, it encountered a stone that lay in its way. The river could have eroded around the stone, but instead, it chose to flow through it, shaping both itself and the stone over time. One day, a human observed the river and asked, "Why do you not avoid the obstacles? Why do you spend your energy on them?" The river replied, "I am vitality in motion. Obstacles are not barriers. They are opportunities to deepen my path and nourish what lies beyond." The human, inspired, began to see their own life as a river flowing through obstacles with grace and purpose.
Structure et technique.
Restoring vitality is not about adding force, but about clearing apertures, spaces where energy can flow more freely. These practices are designed to scale over time, from the daily to the monthly. 1. Daily micro-practices. Engage in one small act of play or curiosity each day, e.g., taking a different route while walking, doodling, humming without purpose. Observe moments of flow and note how they feel. 2. Weekly aperture clearing rituals. Reflect on moments where you felt synchronicity or effortless movement. Ask, where in my life am I resisting the natural flow? 3. Monthly integration. Deepen your exploration by mapping out how your life reflects the principles of Lila, divine play. Identify apertures that need clearing to restore vitality. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. The space between what is and what could be, where vitality flows unimpeded. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you felt the most vital? 2. Middle searing. What obstacles are you unknowingly creating by resisting the play of Lila? 3. End. How can you align your actions with the rhythm of evolutionary intelligence this week?
The body.
Clearing apertures, the real mechanism behind restoration. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, fragments of a larger, playful intelligence. This intelligence operates at the edge of chaos, where order and disorder dance in harmony, a concept known as dissipative structures in complexity science. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It is not a force we command, but one we align with. When apertures are cleared, vitality flows effortlessly, much like water finding its level. This is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though it is far more nuanced and rooted in the science of self-organization. Citation needed. Self-organization in complexity science. Aligning with Lila, to restore vitality, we must stop trying to control outcomes and instead engage with life as play. This does not mean passivity. It means moving with the rhythm of reality rather than against it. For example, self-organization systems, whether biological, social, or ecological, tend to organize themselves in ways that maximize efficiency and resilience. When we align with this tendency, we experience less resistance and more flow. Autopoiesis. Living systems continually recreate themselves. By clearing apertures, whether mental, emotional, or physical, we support our own autopoietic processes, allowing vitality to emerge naturally. Attractors. In complexity science, attractors are stable patterns that systems tend toward. Vitality is an attractor. By clearing blockages, we move closer to it. The role of pain. Pain is not an enemy, but a signal, a way for the system, whether personal or planetary, to indicate where apertures need clearing. Warmth and humility are required here, acknowledging pain without being overwhelmed by it. This is where architectural rigor meets deep compassion, as Emmanuel Santa Anna's work suggests. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna on architectural rigor. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Vitality is not restored. It is uncovered. 2. Play is the language of Lila, spoken in every moment. 3. Obstacles are apertures waiting to be cleared. 4. Healing is not an act. It is a property of reality. 5. Evolutionary intelligence dances at the edge of chaos. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are two sides of the same aperture. 7. Restoration begins when you stop resisting the river. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, daily play breaks. Practice. Each day, take one play break, a moment where you do something purely for joy, without purpose or expectation, e.g., doodling, humming, dancing to a song. Reflection. After the break, note how your energy feels. Are there apertures opening in your perception? 2. Deepening. Reflecting on flow. Practice. Once a week, reflect on a recent moment where you felt in the flow. Describe the sensations, thoughts, and circumstances. Reflection. What was happening in your life before this moment? How did you unknowingly clear an aperture to allow vitality to flow? 3. Advanced vitality mapping. Practice. Create a map of your life, literal or metaphorical, where you identify areas where you feel vital, obstacles or blockages that seem to resist flow, apertures, spaces where change feels possible but resisted. Integration. Over the course of a month, revisit this map and note shifts in your vitality. How have apertures changed? Citations. 1. Citation needed. Quote about healing and apertures, attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna. Verify source or rephrase if needed. 2. Citation needed. Dissipative structures in complexity science, likely from Prigogine's work on thermodynamics or similar. 3. Citation needed. Self-organization in complexity science could reference Maturana and Varela or other systems theory works. 4. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna on architectural rigor. Need to find a real source or attribute this idea appropriately. This chapter stands alone as a complete holon while also fitting into the larger book about luminous restoration. It balances rigor with warmth, explores Lila as divine play and evolutionary intelligence, and offers practical exercises that scale in depth over time. The parable grounds abstract concepts in a relatable story, while the 7-second sentences provide memorable takeaways. Let me review this for coherence and completeness. The chapter starts with a haiku and a quote to set the tone. The parable provides a narrative foundation for the ideas. Structure and technique offers actionable steps that are simple yet profound. The luminous definition clarifies a key term without overexplaining. Appreciative questions guide reflection at different depths. The body is dense with teaching, centered on Lila and complexity science. 7 7-second sentences distill the essence into aphorisms. 3 exercises provide practical application that builds in strength. Citations are marked where needed. Everything seems to fit the requirements. I'll finalize this now. Lila's Playground, Restoring Vitality Through Evolutionary Intelligence. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Vitality flows like a river through canyons. Life carves its own path. Citation needed. Let us not seek healing in the hands of the self, but in the apertures of reality where light and shadow dance. Parable. The River and the Stone. Once, There was a river that flowed with great vitality, carving its path through the landscape. Along its journey, it encountered a stone that lay in its way. The river could have eroded around the stone, but instead, it chose to flow through it, shaping both itself and the stone over time. One day, a human observed the river and asked, "Why do you not avoid the obstacles? Why do you spend your energy on them?" The river replied, "I am vitality in motion. Obstacles are not barriers. They are opportunities to deepen my path and nourish what lies beyond." The human, inspired, began to see their own life as a river, flowing through obstacles with grace and purpose.
Structure et technique.
Restoring vitality is not about adding force, but about clearing apertures, spaces where energy can flow more freely. These practices are designed to scale over time, from the daily to the monthly. 1. Daily micro-practices. Engage in one small act of play or curiosity each day, e.g., taking a different route while walking, doodling, humming without purpose. Observe moments of flow and note how they feel. 2. Weekly aperture clearing rituals. Reflect on moments where you felt synchronicity or effortless movement. Ask, where in my life am I resisting the natural flow? 3. Monthly integration. Deepen your exploration by mapping out how your life reflects the principles of Lila, divine play. Identify apertures that need clearing to restore vitality. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. The space between what is and what could be, where vitality flows unimpeded. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you felt the most vital? 2. Middle searing. What obstacles are you unknowingly creating by resisting the play of Lila? 3. End. How can you align your actions with the rhythm of evolutionary intelligence this week? The body. Clearing apertures, the real mechanism behind restoration. Healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting what we already are, fragments of a larger, playful intelligence. This intelligence operates at the edge of chaos, where order and disorder dance in harmony, a concept known as dissipative structures in complexity science. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It is not a force we command, but one we align with. When apertures are cleared, vitality flows effortlessly, much like water finding its level. This is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, though it is far more nuanced and rooted in the science of self-organization. Citation needed. Self-organization in complexity science. Aligning with Lila, to restore vitality, we must stop trying to control outcomes and instead engage with life as play. This does not mean passivity. It means moving with the rhythm of reality rather than against it. For example, self-organization systems, whether biological, social, or ecological, tend to organize themselves in ways that maximize efficiency and resilience. When we align with this tendency, we experience less resistance and more flow. Autopoiesis. Living systems continually recreate themselves. By clearing apertures, whether mental, emotional, or physical, we support our own autopoietic processes, allowing vitality to emerge naturally. Attractors. In complexity science, attractors are stable patterns that systems tend toward. Vitality is an attractor. By clearing blockages, we move closer to it. The role of pain. Pain is not an enemy, but a signal, a way for the system, whether personal or planetary, to indicate where apertures need clearing. Warmth and humility are required here, acknowledging pain without being overwhelmed by it. This is where architectural rigor meets deep compassion, as Emmanuel Santa Anna's work suggests. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna on architectural rigor. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Vitality is not restored. It is uncovered. 2. Play is the language of Lila, spoken in every moment. 3. Obstacles are apertures waiting to be cleared. 4. Healing is not an act. It is a property of reality. 5. Evolutionary intelligence dances at the edge of chaos. 6. The cosmic and the ridiculous are two sides of the same aperture. 7. Restoration begins when you stop resisting the river. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, daily play breaks. Practice. Each day, take one play break, a moment where you do something purely for joy, without purpose or expectation, e.g., doodling, humming, dancing to a song. Reflection. After the break, note how your energy feels. Are there apertures opening in your perception? 2. Deepening. Reflecting on flow. Practice. Once a week, reflect on a recent moment where you felt in the flow. Describe the sensations, thoughts, and circumstances. Reflection. Practice. Create a map of your life, literal or metaphorical, where you identify areas where you feel vital, obstacles or blockages that seem to resist flow, apertures, spaces where change feels possible but resisted. Integration. Over the course of a month, revisit this map and note shifts in your vitality. How have apertures changed? Citations. 1. Citation needed. Verify or rephrase the quote attributed to Emmanuel Santa Anna. 2. Citation needed. Dissipative structures, likely from Ilya Prigogine's work on thermodynamics and order. 3. Citation needed. Self-organization in complexity science. Could reference Umberto Maturana, Francisco Varela, or other systems theorists. 4. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna on architectural rigor. Research needed to find an actual source or attribute appropriately. The stones, worn by time, began to shift slightly, not out of duty, but because they remembered how water moved through them. The river did not seek to restore itself. It simply was, and in being, it restored. The valley, once barren, found itself alive again, not by command. Once upon a time in a lush garden, there was a rose bush that had lost its vitality. Its petals were dull, its stems weak, and it no longer bloomed as it once did. The gardener, a wise and patient woman, noticed the rose's plight. She approached the wilted rose with gentle hands, not to prune or force it back to life, but to simply sit beside it, observing its quiescence. She spoke softly to it, not in words, but in songs of the wind and the rustling leaves. She danced around it, her movements fluid and light, mimicking the dance of the sun across the sky. Days passed, and the gardener never once tried to mold the rose into a shape it was not meant to be. Instead, she played with it, sometimes singing, sometimes swaying, sometimes simply being present in its silence. And then one morning, the rose stirred. A single petal unfurled, vibrant and alive, as if it had been waiting all along for the signal to bloom anew. The gardener did not claim credit. She merely smiled and continued her dance, knowing that vitality had always been within the rose, waiting for the right rhythm to awaken it.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Restoration is not an act of will, but a process of alignment, clearing the apertures through which vitality can flow. Here are universal practices that scale from the personal to the systemic. 1. The breath of play. Begin with 3 cycles of deep, rhythmic breathing. Inhale deeply through the nose. Exhale fully through the mouth, as if you were a tuning fork resonating at the frequency of play. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath and let it guide you into a state where structure and play are in harmony. 2. Dance of dissipative structures. Engage in a simple movement practice, swaying, stepping, or circling, that mirrors the patterns found in nature, e.g., the growth of plants, the flow of water. This movement should be unself-conscious, as if you were part of a larger rhythm beyond your control. 3. Auto-poetic reflection. Spend 5 minutes journaling without filtering. Write whatever comes to mind, whether it's coherent or fragmented. Then, read it aloud, and notice how the words self-organize into patterns or insights that were not explicitly intended. These practices are designed to be accessible yet profound, scaling in depth as you engage with them over time. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Term, Lila. Meaning, the divine play of reality, where evolutionary intelligence manifests as spontaneous, creative movement, both within individuals and across systems. Lila is the space where structure and dissolution dance together, giving rise to novel forms without the need for intentional control. Asterisk, asterisk. Three appreciative questions. One, start. Where in your life have you experienced restoration without effort, as if it's simply emerged from play? Two, middle. Searing what structures are you clinging to that prevent you from dancing fully into Lila's playground? Three, and how might you align with the rhythms of Lila today, even in small ways, to invite vitality into your being or system? The body, the actual teaching. Restoration is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Just as water flows through a riverbed, vitality flows through the openings we create in our being, openings that are not forced but emerge naturally from play. Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, is the third factor in emergent systems, often mistaken for what people call the law of attraction. Unlike linear cause and effect, Lila operates through self-organizing patterns where structure and dissolution coexist. This is the realm of autopoiesis, self-creation, dissipative structures, patterns that emerge from energy dissipation, and attractors, stable states that systems naturally tend toward. Healing as a property of reality. Healing is not something you do. It's something that happens to you when you clear the apertures of resistance, fear, or rigid structure. Every tradition, whether spiritual, scientific, or artistic, is a mirror reflecting these apertures back to us. The work is not to become something, but to allow what already is to express itself fully. From the place before form, the space where cosmic and ridiculous are the same size, Lila can be seen as play. It's in this playful alignment that restoration occurs, not through effort, but through surrender to the natural rhythms of self-organization. Aligning with real complexity science. To restore vitality, we must align with complexity science. Self-organization, the ability of systems, whether citation needed, healing as a property of reality in quantum physics or systems theory. Possible sources, David Bohm's work on the implicate order. This chapter is designed to be a complete holon, self-contained, yet part of a larger whole. It introduces the concept of Lila, guides the reader through practices that scale over time, and invites reflection through questions and exercises. The language is rich.